Some people pay other people to turn a wrench, swap their oil filter. Me, DIY, all day. This isn't convenience, it's confidence. Purelator 20K oil filters. Clean oil, more miles. Over 99% filter to perfection. Only at Walmart.com or select Walmart stores. Purelator, keep it purring.
Bettering your business takes working with the best. With the James Hardie Alliance, you gain access to leads, training, networking, and support from the number one brand of siding in North America. Achieve new levels of success by joining the James Hardie Alliance today.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Spring Sale and get 35% off paints and stains March 13th through the 23rd. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, what happens when the darkness of a tragic past decides to follow you home?
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That indeed it is, 855-853-4802, our phone number if you want to share your real ghost stories with us. We would love to hear them. Want access to the bonus episodes and all that stuff, advanced episodes, check it out on Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. Tony and Todd with you on today's episode of the program. What's going on?
You know, I've been discussing a lot about AI and stuff like that. And so you said you put, you know, something in ChatGPT about what kind of person you are. I did it before we started this podcast. And I can tell it definitely takes into consideration what I use it for.
Mm-hmm.
It's very true, but thankfully it has no outside information other than like what I've used it for.
It's good. Not
like, oh, and you have green eyes and you have bad eyesight and stuff. If that would have came through, I would have lost my crap.
Yeah, I mean, give it another week.
And your social security number is...
Now that you've said that on the air on this podcast...
Oh, shoot.
Since everything gets transcribed now by Apple and out there, and that information will now be into the ether, it will know it now.
God dang it. That's really some scary stuff. I've thought a lot about going off the grid and going and living in a cabin or something like that. I might just do that to get away from all the scary technology.
I don't mind. I mean, it's kind of fun. It's like, what are you going to do? You're not going to, it's fun. And eventually
it takes over and we're like in a 1960s sci-fi movie or something like that. And this monster come beep, boop, beep, 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 boop, beep, you know, like that. I don't know.
I hope it sounds a little scarier than that. It's like, oh my God, what is this thing? It goes beep, boop, beep, 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 boop, boop. Like, what the fuck? Really? That's all you got? Like, you're this big monster. That's all you are. Well, I think we're getting there. Just give it another couple weeks and then we'll have the monster. But it is certainly spooky, without a doubt, of what some of these things are able to do. It's bizarre. Let's go to the phone call at 855-853-4802. Hi.
Hey, Tony. Love you guys' show. So this story takes place back in 2015. I was in college. I was studying with a buddy of mine, and he was telling me about a story about the university. This is up in Alpine, Texas. It's Sol Ross State University. He tells me that a professor had an affair with a student back in the 80s, and he got her pregnant. He was going to get married to her, but he never followed through. She got depressed, and she committed suicide, and the baby died. He got fired or something like that, and the dorm room that she was staying at. The next semester, they rented it out, but people were getting freaked out about it, and they stopped renting out her dorm to the students. So that's the story that he told me, but I didn't pay much attention to it because I was a skeptic. I didn't believe in ghosts. You know, there was always a reason behind everything, but that was in October when he told me the story. And my son was born in November while I was in college, so this was about February or March of 2015 when this incident happened. So I was asleep. I was having a dream that I was looking down at my body, and I was staring at my body and my wife and my son. My son was asleep next to my wife in his crib, and my eyes get drawn to the entrance of our room, and I see a black figure standing outside our room, and it's just standing there. I'm just looking at it. All of a sudden, it just takes a step in our room in my dream, and I wake up in real life, and my son wakes up in real life, but my son wakes up crying in pain, like it's hurting him. And my wife freaks out, and she's there, like, what's going on? And I'm just there, like, hey, I just had a dream about this, and she believed me, and we said a quick prayer, and we calmed down. The baby went back to sleep, you know, and that was it. A couple of years passed. You know, I got a great job here at a coal mine here in South Texas, and we buy a brand new home. Everything's going great, and I have a dream again that I'm looking down at our bodies as we're asleep, and in my dream I have to urinate, so I go into our restroom, and you know, I'm urinating, and on my west side, the west side of our home, that's where the restroom's at, there's a small window where the shower's at, on the other side of the curtains, and it was I guess it was like a full moon or something, because I could see the moonlight shining through the small window, and as I'm urinating in the dark, I see a shadow run from left to right in my shower. And I back up, and when I back up, I notice that the door was closed. And in my mind, I'm like, you know what? I left this door open when I came in. But anyways, so I'm looking at the corner. You know, the curtain's closed, but I hear a voice, and it tells me we're here, and we're not going anywhere. And I got pissed. So, you know, like, I guess it's like a man thing. You know, you're territorial. You're trying to protect your family. And I just ran up. And I tackled, the person that was inside my curtain, inside my shower with the curtains and all. But when I tackled it, there was nothing there. And I'm standing on top of the curtain. I'm looking around to see if there's anybody there, but hey, there's nothing. I start getting like this really dark feeling again. Like the same dark feeling I had back when I was in college. I was getting that same dark feeling. It was feeling really heavy, real dark. And at that point, my wife wakes me up. And when she wakes me up, she was telling me, you were having a nightmare. I was looking at you, tossing and turning. You woke me up. And as she was explaining to me that, I feel my ankles on fire. Like if someone was rubbing them and someone was like trying to pull me down, but not without the tug. It was just the burn. And I uncovered the blanket off of my legs. And you could clearly see that my shins and my ankles were just super red. And I'm Mexican. I'm pretty, I'm not dark. I got like a nice caramel color, you know, like a nice little tan going on. Anyways, so I got freaked out. I was telling my wife, you know, let's get the hell out of here. I don't know what the hell's going on. I had a bad dream again, and I haven't had a dream like this in a long time. But, you know, my wife's, you know, religious. I'm religious too, but I mean, but yeah, so we said a prayer and we felt better. We had people from the church come over here and say a blessing, and that was that. But I mean, for the whole week, I was having trouble going to sleep. I'm like, what if it happens again? you know, so I had like the restroom light on and I had the curtains open and I had, yeah. So that's my story. I've had a couple more, stuff happen, back when I used to live with my parents, but, and I was a real skeptic back then and I didn't believe that much in ghosts, but it was pretty hardcore stuff that happened. But, you know, this story is what really, stuck with me. I love you guys' show. Been listening for, my wife hears it, but she gets freaked out. She doesn't like scary stories. I do. Thanks for everything.
Thanks for sharing that, experience with us. Thoughts on that?
Interesting experience. I couldn't get over, how many times he said urinating.
I think that was a record.
I did enjoy that. And then, when he was explaining what he looked like and he used the term caramel colored.
Yes.
Caramel, I enjoyed that as well.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy knows how to really paint the picture, if you will.
Yeah. Yeah.
Strange story though. And I can, you know, there are, I've heard so many situations where the wife is too scared to listen because it scares her and the guy's all into it and all that kind of stuff too. Mm-hmm. But a very interesting story. And again, very well told.
Yeah. Very well articulated. Very, very interesting. Thank you so much for sharing that one with us. If you want to share yours, 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your ghost story. If you want access to the bonus episodes, advanced episodes, and more, you can get it all Apple Podcasts, patreon.com/realghoststories, or ghostpodcast.com. We'll check it out there. Until next time, for Todd and all of us at Real Ghost Stories Online, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.